Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington. I hope you're in the mood to hear some violin playing, because there will be a lot of fiddling around on this Dr. Jazz Hour. I've got 10 jazz violinists lined up for this program. The jazz violin was used from the very beginnings of jazz, with the original Creole Orchestra in 1914. During the 1920s, several violinists became prominent in jazz. One of them was Eddie South, born in Missouri in 1904 and led the Alabamians in the late 1920s. Here they are playing That's What I Call Keen. Stuff Smith was born in Ohio in 1909 and recorded a live version of Count Basie's 1 o'clock Jump. Our youngster for this program is Aaron Weinstein, born in Illinois in 1985. Here he is with a quartet playing Samba de Orfeu in 2005 on the album A Handful of Stars. We are exploring the jazz violin on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Another early violinist was Joe Venuti, born in 1903 in Philadelphia. Here's Joe Venuti's Blue Four, doing Four String Joe in 1927. Next up is an electric violinist, Jean-Luc Ponty, born in France in 1942. We'll play the title track from his 1993 No Absolute Time release of 1993. Danish violinist Sven Dasmussen was born in 1916 in Copenhagen and lived to over 100. Here's Hallelujah, recorded in 2002 with a quartet on the album Still Fiddlin'. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are enjoying the playing of 10 jazz violinists. Probably the most prominent violinist in jazz today is Regina Carter, born in Detroit in 1966. She appears on an album of trombonist Steve Terese doing Duke Ellington's In a Sentimental Mood, vocal by Cassandra Wilson. Claude Fiddler Williams was born in 1908 in Oklahoma. He recorded Benny Moten's Moten Swing with a quintet in 1999 on the album Swingin' the Blues.
Thank you. to seem to fall. It's all like a dream to call you mine. All my heart's a lighter thing since you made this night a night divine. In a sentimental mood, I'm within a world so heavenly. Oh, I never dreamt that you'd be loving sentimental. Thank you.
We'll continue today's Dr. Jazz Hour with some more violin jazz. Another violinist from France is Stéphane Grappelli, born in 1908. He recorded Them Their Eyes in 1973 with the Oscar Peterson Trio on the album Jazz in Paris. Here's another from Regina Carter, Downtown Underground, from her 1997 release Something for Grace. And this Dr. Jazz Hour will conclude with violinist Johnny Frigo, born in Chicago in 1916. Frigo played on Herb Ellis' album Roll Call in 1991 on the Rodgers and Hart tune, Isn't It Romantic? Thank you. Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.